Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 254, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, yeah! A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America, sometimes Britain's shared consciousness, or at least marvel from a distance at Britain's shared consciousness sometimes. It is Thursday, September 15th, 2022, which is, of course, the
Prince Harry's birthday!
Prince Harry!
Yes, shout out to Prince Harry. It's your birthday, bro. You are a really good man. I love you, bro. You're my brother, because I was also born on this day, but I will recognize your birthday instead.
Yeah, more on that later, but
hit me
Prince
up.
Harry! Massive! Absolutely massive!
Get in, Harry! Get in! It's also National Linguini Day, National Cheese Toast Day, National Creme de Menthe Day, National Double Cheeseburger Day, National Felt Hat Day, National Neonatal Nurses Day, National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. A lot of good shit.
Damn,
today.
Dude. They're trying to overshadow you with all these with all these days.
I'm already dealing with Harry, fucking Prince Harry and shit, but I'll take cheese toast. You know, I like cheese toast. That's one of my favorite things to eat, actually.
Linguini, one of the top words in the English language, according to the Ghostface Killer.
According to the Ghostface Killer machine learning rap assembler that we conceived of, I think.
Anyways, let's see. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. He Who Baja Blasts. He Who Baja's Blessed, Baja's Best, which is from Weenage Tasteland, and is a short show title, or AKA referencing a thing. I'd never heard that. He Who Laughs Last, Laughs Best. I've never heard it phrased like that. But all right, let's do it. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray, a.k.a. Hideo Noho, the true prince of North Hollywood. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here on this Thursday.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by one of the very cases on Mount Zeitmore, a hilarious stand-up comedian, actor, musician, with a 7.6 rated album on Pitchfork to his name. You can listen to his podcast, Cold Brew Got Me Like. You can read his new book, The Advice King Anthology, The poetry is window is open. Hold on to your butt. It's Chris motherfucking Crofton!
Chris Crofton!
Wow. That was incredible.
What's up, man?
I love that list. Nothing. I'm just sitting in Monrovia in a fucking garage. But man, oh man, that was an intro. That's so good because whenever anybody asks me what my credits are, I'm always like, you know what I mean? Like you start.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so good. That you see, that's why you have a, where are you sitting? You're not sitting in a fucking garage.
I'm not.
Because you know how to say some credits. I'm like, oh, I don't want to say credits. It's not cool. You're like, okay, yeah. Have fun in your garage, dog.
Let us say the credits for you. You know,
have fun sitting next to a piece of sheetrock, old guy.
Hey, look, I got a trash bag for a window shade.
Well, is it your birthday, by the way? Is that what we were alluding to?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Subtle allusions to it.
That's awesome.
Subtle, very subtle, very subtle. Not been harping on that for 5 years.
That's great.
Five
I like
years
you
now,
a lot better than Prince Harry.
Thanks,
oh,
man.
Oh, come
lot
on, man.
Better.
Oh, man. I don't know him, and I know he's better than me.
Do you think
I just believe it.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I don't believe that at all.
I just want, honestly, my dream is to corrupt him.
Oh.
Is to hang out with him and be like, do what now? And I'm like, we're going to smoke.
Oh, you got wet, Harry?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Okay.
What? Did you say get wet?
Yeah.
Is that smoking Sherm, like an
angel dust?
That's a, oh, my God.
It's a line
training
from
training
come
death
on. You think the Royals haven't smoked angel dust?
That's true. They probably invented that
now
shit.
And they're like naive, Jack.
One of the main side effects of smoking angel dust is having like 40 corgis.
Right.
That's true.
Prince Charles is like, yeah, I can only imagine how they're like, I need my angel's dust.
I mean, who knows what those people do?
Angel's
they got all
dust
day,
is
they
a
got
great,
all day off every day.
Is a great tell that you're that's an undercover cop.
But do you have any angel's funny dust?
I'm sorry, are you putting a possessive S on the end of that?
My man, where are you from? I'm from England, my good sir.
Englewood.
I'm trying to think of a fancy name for bath salts right now, but I can't think of anything.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
Bathing salts.
Bathing salts, there it is.
Hurry, bring my bathing salts and my angel's dust.
Oh, fuck. But you think those royals, man, they got all day, every day off for like, she's 96. She's had every day off.
Yeah.
So, you know, imagine she must be, who knows, putting hats on those corgis, smoking angel dust.
Right.
All this stuff.
It, like, know. Yeah, I mean, like being like unemployed for a long time can put you in like a weird, you get weird hobbies in
hello
long. Hello. But imagine if you had the budget of the British crown behind it.
I bet you're secretly friends with King Charles on like one of those mud LARPing.
Oh, probably.
YouTube.
Yeah, the only difference between me and them is that they get their cold brew handed to them. They don't have to pour it.
Right, that's exactly. Right.
That's the only difference.
I do see like King Charles is also into mud LARPing. And then he tells Chris, he's like,
but he has to go.
We've done it, mate. I can finally stop the Thames and we can mud LARP for days. I'm going to dam it up.
Yeah. You're damn right.
That's right.
Do you remember that children's book called The Seven Chinese Brothers? Does anyone remember that?
I do.
Where the guy swallowed the ocean?
Yeah.
A lot of my archaeology interests come from that book, and I can place it. Like, I remember reading that book, and that kid in the book swallowed the ocean. I don't know why. I think it was so they could get the fish without fishing. You know, because they could just drain the ocean. And
one
of the Chinese brothers could swallow the ocean. That was one of his tricks. Each one had like a skill.
Right.
But then there was some moral to the story. Like he ended up swallowing the ocean or dying or something. Like there was some reason where it's like, you have to fish normal. You can't swallow the ocean. Like there was a moral. I don't know what the moral of it was. But when he drained the ocean. Plus, I'm sure that this is like, you know, probably racist in some way. The Seven Chinese Brothers already, like written in like 1968, like it's got to have some kind of problem. But I don't know. But anyway,
I remember the illustrations were a little like, huh?
Oh yeah, they're definitely not right. No, there's not.
It seems like there's an updated version that is less insensitive. Well, but
so anyway, one of the Chinese brothers swallows the ocean, and the other brothers go in and get the fish. I think was the idea. But in the illustration, you could see all the sunken ships. And I used to think, oh my God, you could just go in there and get the treasure chests.
Just walk up to them, basically.
And I tried to make my brother swallow the ocean.
Yeah.
And he went to the hospital.
Yeah, because you tried
by holding his head underwater.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
He was swallowing. We barely got any in.
I realized, you know, people talk about video games, but those books back then would give you some bad ideas too.
Yeah, there are bad ideas all around us. You just need to know where to look.
Anyway, so that you're right. They would dam the goddamn Thames. They would. They'd be like, "I'd like to mudlark today," and
right,
like, blow some horn, and then like 12 dudes would have to like pull some lever
or a bunch of dudes got to swallow it. No, I want them to swallow it.
I want to talk more about the royals.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, we're going to get to know you a little bit better. Okay. A couple of things we're talking about. We're going to talk about rail workers getting ready to strike and how the business media is covering that story. And then we got a couple of royals things. We've got the Queen's funeral is already a shit show. Just lots of people's surgeries and being canceled. People, food pantries being closed for the hungry. It is truly just like a touchdown dance for privilege. It is like everybody. Yeah. They're like, not only will we light all the money on fire that you've been giving us for years in just a lavish display of wealth while like just rolling this old lady's dead body down the street, but we're also going to make it so you can't do anything but watch us do that, including like have a life and keep living. So we'll talk about that. I've been doing a bit of a dive ever since I've seen those like couple clips of King Charles just being such a
baby.
I'm tantrum? Baby
King
every
tantrum?
Time these damn, these blasted pens.
Stinking.
Every time these stinking things about a pen not working the way he wanted it to. Anyways, it reminded me of this article I read from a few years back. That was a review of a book by a royalist. And the context is like, she really is like rooting for him. But like, you could just, the whole book, you could just tell she like really hates him. Just like, this guy's the fucking worst. So there's just some great details in there that we might get to.
That sounds fun.
All of that.
Fucking royalist, whatever the hell that
plenty
is.
More. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's
crown
what
brand.
They have. Before we get to any of that shit, though, Chris, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Well, you know, I feel like a lot of pressure at this point, you know, because I've been on the show enough that like I basically have run out of like actual things I watch. You know what I mean? Like I've kind of moved into full-time mining, you know, abandoned mines, you know, mm-hmm. I actually mine, but I mean,
we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, Miles. It's like a therapy session.
We know. And we understand.
It's not your
we
fault.
We understand
Chris.
What you mean.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's not.
But that's good. You're honoring
me. It's my mom's fault. So I have one thing to talk about abandoned mines, but I thought I would just mention one thing I have been watching is, hunting around YouTube. I found this thing, the Coney Island Creek. I'm kind of like really into Coney Island. Like when I was in New York in June, going to Coney Island was like, I seriously am happier in that place than anywhere else. And I think it's just simply because it's like, it's fucking housing projects at the beach. It's like democracy the way it's supposed to be. It's the fucking melting pot. It's all this shit that you know, that America is supposed to stand for, but it only stands for like occasionally, you know, or like maybe never did, but it just in certain pockets, you can get an idea of like, this is a neat place. Like everybody's a different fucking color. Everyone's just doing their thing. They don't give a fuck what anybody else is doing. I'm studying my lines, walking down I was in a play. So I'm studying the lines, walking down the boardwalk. And, you know, and there's someone on a fucking, I mean, it's hack to say unicycle, but I think really, you know, that's the kind of scene it is. It's like a person on a unicycle, and then it's a person who's just like yelling into their phone about, you know, something
whatever.
About someone lost his Pumas or something. And it's just and then there's just an amusement park right next to a housing project right next to, I mean, it's just, it's what America could be to me.
And then that scene closes with a child being attacked by a Puma. Because they weren't talking about their shoes. They were talking about their
I don't know why. I mean, there's
losing. That is a thing that happens a lot in New York City. If you've ever lived in New York, there's always like exotic animals that are being discovered in various places.
Well, there's a lot of Russian mob out in Brighton Beach and Coney Island area. So I was imagining, because there's like a lot of like Russian mob kind of looking people. And then there's a lot of like, oh, I don't know what, just tourists and all kinds of everything. But anyway, Russian mob, I was imagining some guy like yelling at like his wife where his Pumas were. Mm-hmm. But that's like, you know, that I have no idea what the Russian mob does. Obviously.
Look, I don't know. I'm not in their business, but one can only speculate.
But anyway, it's just a very diverse and just, and then you look over and the fucking cyclone's going and it's been going since 1927. And it's the same fucking cyclone.
Yeah.
And I just want to metal detect everywhere.
You know, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, good,
Miles.
Yeah.
That is right. That is from Coney Island.
Have you guys been to Coney Island?
Both of you? No. It's weird. It's a place I've romanticized because Stefan Marbury has a tattoo that says Coney Island's finest.
Yeah.
And I always was like, whoa, what a place. Like,
and the
I don't
Spike
know why.
Lee movie, He Got Game, like sets their great basketball player. He's growing up in Coney Island. Like, there's something.
Oh, really?
About, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it gives a lot, like Coney Island is a character in the movie He Got Game, for
right,
sure.
Right, right.
I went on one of the best dates of my life to Coney Island, just went there for a day, rode our bikes out there, ate our weight in junk food, saw the White Stripes play at the little ballpark out there, and yeah, that was my wife when we were dating. What
I've never been
be
on
alive.
A date, but if I go on a date, I'd like to.
It's good.
Like
it's a good date place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But so the thing I was going to say was just about the search history was the. So I've been looking into the Coney Island Creek, which is like an inlet that is one of the most polluted bodies of water, but they've cleaned it a little. But now they're talking about damming it because hurricane, whatever it was, Sandy came through there.
Right. Mm.
But if they dam it, then it won't clean itself because it's a fucking tidal. And if they dam it, then the tide won't come in and out. And it's already got, you know, it really butts up against like there's like an old shipyard and the remains of an old shipyard right up against the back of a Home Depot. You know what I mean? It's that. Right. It's that. Like, you can go find the 19th century right next to Home Depot. And I just find that stuff fascinating.
It's a great place for studying mosquitoes and new breeds of mosquitoes.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
Waterborne viruses.
Like, the whole, I mean, for like 500, no, not 500 years. America's not even, like, whatever. For however long, a long time, they were just dumping. Well, like, back in the old days, they were just like, we'll dump everything in the water and then it'll go away. And so it's just insane what they dumped in there. Like, it's like the whole bottom of the fucking inlet is just coated with, like, you know, butane or mercury or whatever. Right. Not butane, but you know what I mean, like methane. Yeah, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. Just like, they
angel
basically
dust,
just like had a shoe. They had like like 100 years of shoe factories just throwing all their shit in the water and just being like, and then smoking cigars. So right. I just love that. But anyway, I love the history of like Home Depot against the 19th century, and you know, and which is better. I mean, they both sucked, I guess. So. One covered the bottom of the ocean in Greece, and the other is, you know, an unchecked monopoly.
Right.
They both suck. However, at least with the old days, there were some, like, characters down by the docks. Now everybody at Home Depot is just depressed. And they're like, I think it's an aisle 12, but I also don't give a fuck.
It's important to me that you know that I don't give a fuck.
Where is it? I don't know. I'll fuck you.
I'm going to tell you a number. It might be the right number, but I want you to know that I don't give a fuck if it is or not.
So in 1967, this dude built his own submarine called the Questor 1.
Okay.
And he was like a shipyard worker, and he had a dream to build a submarine that he was going to send down to the Andrea Doria. The Andrea Doria was a passenger liner that collided with some other passenger liner or something, or... And they ran into each other, and the Swedish ship stayed up, and the Andrea Doria went down. And a lot of people were rescued, but like 50 people died or something. And this guy was like, I'm going to go down there and get their valuables. And he also was like, I'm going to go down there and actually raise the Andrea Doria with this sub called the Questor 1. And he built
Very
a sub.
Very ambitious for a homemade sub.
He built a sub out of scrap metal. There was a lot of hoopla about it. I knew nothing about it. And I was watching this video, and this guy was like, there's the old sub. He was like kayaking by this fucking submarine that's sticking out of this like inlet full of shoe polish.
Right.
and then it's been there. It turned out that it never got off the ground. Like, he spent like 6 years building this thing out of scrap metal. So that it's just, and it's kind of beautiful. And he put it in, but the ballast wasn't right because it was expensive to put the right ballast in, so he only put half the ballast in, and he told the crane operator to just lower it in a little, but the crane operator dropped it straight down. It got stuck in the mud, and it didn't ever move again because it was too heavy.
Holy shit.
And it got blown by a storm, and now it sticks pretty substantially out of this body of water that's right behind Home Depot in fucking Coney Island.
Like, people like paint it yellow and shit, too.
It's yellow on top because it was originally painted all yellow, and I've watched enough videos about it now that I know that they painted it yellow because it was the cheapest paint he could find. Like, it was the cheapest, like, waterproof paint he could find because they were like, is it a Beatles reference? But it was, like, before that song.
Wow.
So this guy, and he was alive in, like, 2019, so these people, he's been bothered about it his whole life, this giant failure. Imagine, like, hello.
Hey, what about your shitty submarine, man?
Tell the story about how your fucking submarine you spent like 50 years building fell in the mud.
Yeah.
Fuck hey, you. How'd you get this number?
The crane like dropped it, but it was so fucking heavy, got stuck in the mud.
Hello, this is Chris Crofton.
Yeah, it was yellow, got stuck in the mud, asshole. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. And he's told it, like, I'm sure he was excited to tell it like the first few times, but then YouTube came. And he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, right back
up.
There's
like four drones above that fucking thing, like colliding. It's like 12.
I don't have any urge to get in a professionally constructed submarine, let alone one that but that does seem to be an urge that some people have, is to build their own submarine and like get down there. And then
especially
it's something
pre-internet.
Also that, yeah.
What the fuck was there to do? You wait in line for tickets to the Boston concert, or you build your own submarine.
Yeah, you couldn't just quickly Google how badly it went for everybody.
Or you like
else
no, also. Or you like eat Copenhagen because you're tired of just sticking it in your gum.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get an overrated and underrated.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Chris Crofton, what is something you think is overrated?
Well, those are short, so I'm just going to tell you one other thing about the mining. In the abandoned mine.
Well, those are shorts. Allow me to reclaim some time for the previous.
We're going to need to pad it out. So, okay. So I just was watching this Abandoned Mind video, and you guys can find it. I talk about it on, I don't know if I talk about it on my podcast, but anyway, I put it up on my Instagram at the Crofton Show. But this guy was going through the Abandoned Mind on the third level, which is called the 300 level, which is because I know too much. Like, it's the levels are called 100, 200, 300, like 300. Okay. Meaning 300 feet underground.
Right.
And he was on the fucking 300 level of a mine, and there's a bunch of old shit down there, like fucking 1960s carnation, fucking powdered milk and all kinds of stuff. And then he's like, oh, and look, an old case of Skippy's peanut butter. Oh, and that's a porno mag. Mm. There was a fucking hustler from, like, and I could tell, I know my hustlers.
Yeah.
That's from the, that was a shiny hustler. That was like from the 90s. So who the fuck was masturbating on the 300 level of a guy? I mean, I understand being paranoid your parents are going to come in on you.
Yeah, but you don't got to put. But
that seems
at
like overkill.
Like that.
Yeah. And this guy buried the lead. I mean, he had no interest. He was like, oh, look, an old thing of old peanut butter, and then he's like, oh, and a porn mag, and like sped by it.
Oh man.
Which I was like, man,
when you're
this
like,
is the
that's
best thing.
The hook.
Yeah, it's the best thing that's ever happened in an abandoned mine.
Right. We understand someone drank evaporated milk and ate Skippy and white bread sandwiches on their mining ship.
I want to know.
But the 1991 hustler?
Who brought a porn mag? Was it like, were they trolling future hunters? Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
or
what?
Was it a masturbatory station that people went to where that was left there as the pornographic material for other travelers?
When you're a young kid, it's hard to get porn. And it's possible that some kids were like, listen.
That was like
those kids. Yeah.
You want to go, you want to masturbate?
Sure. Yeah.
Real good. Not where you have to think, like, look at a toothbrush that and think like, it looks...
Pornography was, I think, maybe my first lesson in, like, communal ownership.
Oh,
right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, who got the tape right now?
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, oh, I got the tape. Do you need the tape? I say, yes, I'll bring it tomorrow. I'll bring the tape tomorrow for you. And then, please, allow some. Yes, you can dub it if you got two VCRs. And then bring the original back to me because I need to allow someone else to dub this tape.
Teenage porn socialism. Yeah. Right. That's amazing. You
know, hiding them in the forest. I know a lot of people talk about that.
Everything,
so it's like,
oh, God. That's a whole...
The mind shit is a little worrisome. Like, at the 300 level, I'm imagining it might be a little unstable. Like, it's not safe to go that deep. Like, I get when you're just putzing around in, like, the top entrance area. But, like, going deep, I would be like, yo, is this shit about to just collapse?
Right. Well, this is disrespectful to the history around you. It's like old gloves laying all around.
I'm sorry, Chris. I don't care about the disrespect. I'm talking about personal safety down there.
But Miles, there's old gloves, man.
I know.
There's old gloves.
I just like that Chris and I catch somebody with their fucking porn mags down there. I'm like, yo, get out of here, jackass. You're going to hurt yourself in this old mine. And you're going to be like, have you no respect for the mine?
Have you no respect for it? Do you masturbate at the Smithsonian Institution?
Yeah. They wouldn't let you. Oh, but because this isn't a federally funded heritage site, oh, all bets are off. And it's Jackie's Jack-Off Porium.
I just want to know more about it. I can't believe the guy skimmed over it. But the underrated would be, I was just going to say, being respectful to creeps when they die. Like this sort of concern. Someone's probably talked about it in the last few days. Like just the idea that out of the woodwork come all these conservative people being like, don't, you know, like, how dare you
be
make
nice
fun
to
of
Ken Starr?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, that is such horseshit. These are the same people that, you know, like, say, burn, baby, burn when they execute a murderer.
Right, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah,
you know, I just think it's because I said something about
wrongfully convicted murderer, I'm sure. In a lot of cases.
It's just horseshit. It's the same as like, we don't put Supreme Court judges on the court close to an election. It's all these made up fucking rules that don't make any sense. If someone's a bad person, you do not have to, you can be glad a bad person died. It makes sense. It's not complicated. Like, you know, like. It makes me so mad. I just made fun of. I mean, I'm not saying. Well, here we go. I'm starting to. Backpedal. But you know, like Queen Elizabeth. You know, I made a joke. You know, corgi pallbearers. You know, corgi priest.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. You know, and I said a corgi delivered her eulogy and said she's weird.
Right.
Or she was weird. You know. You know. Like,
she
you know what I mean?
Was
and,
weird.
And people are like, you know, I put that up on social media because I've got important, you know, because I'm an important person.
Hell yeah.
And doing important work. And, you know, a bunch of people are like, nice work, asshole, libtard, motherfucker, making fun of the dead. Great job, you know? It's like, I just, it's so dishonest. It's just insane. I just, there is no reason to be sad about people who, you know, are bad, who die. Then they can't do any more bad stuff. It's a simple equation. When Rupert Murdoch dies, it will be good, objectively. Yes.
Very good.
And people will be like, you just can't. It doesn't matter if they're bad. You
wait, well, what about his family? They're really going through it now.
Lachlan, yeah, they're a bunch of pieces gang of shit, too.
Right. They're carrying the fucking torch, man. Fuck them.
I hope they all die soon, too. So there's something, yeah, right, in the monsters. It's like, it is. It sounds bad. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, whatever. Maybe Lachlan's nice. But I don't know why we have to give these people the benefit of the doubt. They're not giving us the benefit of the doubt.
Well, no.
They're
stomping
on our graves.
Yeah, but that's... If there's no like inbuilt accepted like status of being like, well, when they're there, you can't gloat or be happy about their demise. Like if, you know, it's, I think as our willingness to like respect or revere these institutions erodes, like the freakouts become more vivid, or people are like, man, that's really no way to do that. Like, you don't want to do that. Like, you don't want to talk about people like that. Cause I don't know.
Right. It's like superstition or something. Like somehow you're going to, it's just some bullshit because it doesn't make any sense because these people are not respectful to living people. I don't even understand. Right. They'll scream at you on the internet, right, call you a fucking flat-headed pancake or whatever the fuck people call people.
That is mainly what they call them these days.
That was it. What is that? An insult from a joke book you found down in that mine?
The yeah, flat-headed pancake, yeah, pancake face.
All right, that's redundant.
I think that was like how I would come up with disses. I think I called like someone spaghetti sauce.
These people don't reserve their meanness for the dead. I'm just saying, I mean, well, their meanness, they're mean as fuck, these people.
I'm not out here, you know, you're not stopping the presses to like shit on some obscure person who is doing their job. And like, you're like, I don't know this person. Somebody who has, you know, through the descending or ascension of the crown and like this idea of you know, especially as it relates to like the monarchy of like the divine right of kings and shit.
It's horrible.
That's fucking bullshit. That's bullshit. You have the opportunity. If you are taking that, if you're benefiting from this, like this weird concept of like your divine right as a monarch, then you got to come. Guess what? You own everything that's come along with that.
Yes. And that includes,
that's all you. That's you. That's you. Okay. That's why you don't have a last name. That's how fucking popping you are. You don't have a fucking last name. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about motherfuckers that don't have last names. They're so fucking powerful.
Yeah, I just, so that was my overrated was going to be just that. It's that it's overrated to be respectful of the lousy people who are not nice. And then the other one is underrated is not being respectful to the dead. So it's pretty enjoyable when someone shitty dies to say, to use a little honesty and stop with the smoke and mirrors about respect and stuff, because nobody's showing anybody fucking any respect right now, especially the people who are telling you to show respect when they feel like that's someone that they, this idea that liberals are like just completely out of control, disrespecting everybody. But like, it's like always this preppy sort of like old money idea of what respect is. It's like you can be fucking racist your whole life, but then you still got to be nice when they die or some shit like
that. Yeah, well, did I create jobs?
Yes. It's like some
that's
like...
really it is. That's really the finish line for them. I created jobs.
It's these things that like the Tucker Carlsons of the world and these people I grew up among in Connecticut, they have these like rules. And they're all meant to control people. It's like you have to be nice in this situation because it helps us to not get criticized.
Yeah, of course.
That's all it is. It's just it helps us to not to keep running this scam that there's this inherent. It's really connected to just the like they feel like they're heroes because they fucking have money. I don't know how to. That's as simple as that, really. And they don't want to be criticized ever. So especially when they die, it's a perfect time for them to be like, especially not now.
Right.
You can't criticize us ever, but especially now.
You see that so much in like weird fucking shit posts and Facebook posts of people who are like defending like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. They're like, these people, you might hate them, but they are putting food on the table for millions.
Right.
So you want them to go away?
Can you show me that on a piece of paper, buddy?
Yeah.
Like, can you draw out how much money I'm getting from Elon Musk? Because it seems like it's the other way around.
Jeff Bezos, the cause of and solution to all life's problems.
That's right.
I said the wrong Blue Origin blew up the other day on Twitter. See, I'm digging in. I'm digging in on this wanting bad people to die thing.
He's already worried about how people are going to act when he died. That's why he's policing the Queen's death. So
anybody who criticizes anyone who ever sold books is a monster.
Right.
And everyone knows that. That's always been true. Yeah. That's always been true. If you start a website, you cannot be criticized.
Oh, so you're anti-literacy. I see.
Oh,
that's why.
I see.
I get it.
Should we talk about the Queen's funeral real quick?
Yeah.
So Monday is the Queen's funeral, and there was a procession with coffin and all on Wednesday of this week. So really, it's pretty much like a week-long affair. But yeah, it's like South by, but instead of concerts and movies, it's just a single Queen funeral.
What band is the Queen if it's South by?
Oh man!
Oh,
I mean,
man.
The Rolling Stones,
Coldplay. Although South by is supposed to be small though.
Billy. Yeah, a little more indie.
Right.
Fuck.
Spoon.
Yeah. Sorry, I guess. Brought it up. Yeah, Spoon. That's like a good one. Spoon is good.
Spoon is like the original.
Yeah.
Show some respect for Spoon.
You can't criticize Spoon. When
yeah.
They die.
For Spoon, no Elizabeth.
You kidding me? You know how many jobs Spoon created?
Yeah.
Anyways, it will feature the traditional closing of McDonald's restaurants to allow everyone to pay their respects, which is how I was initially like, oh, so this is like this is a overt fuck you to the working class. Is like, yeah, you can't even eat McDonald's while we're paying our respects to the Queen.
Right, but all like the foie gras parlors are open.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But Caviar City will be open all night long.
Yeah.
That's like
Caviar
Party City.
City.
Same vibe as Party City, too.
Yeah, Caviar City. It's just like, and it's so sloppy, just loose caviar all over the place. Like, what the fuck? Because they're so wealthy, they don't give a fuck.
I bought fake mustaches at Party City. You try buying a bunch of fake mustaches at Party City when you're 53-year-old white man. See how that
goes.
You
get put on a watch list.
Oh, my God. The staff is like, Caviar City.
It's been declared an extra bank holiday, and that means that it would require people to be paid overtime, which is why everyone's like closing down because they don't want to pay people. But that it does mean like schools and shops will be closed for what is the first state funeral since Churchill died in 65. And there's some details, like some specifics that they're doing, like they closed bike racks. They put up notes saying don't lock your bikes here across one of the cities to like in honor of Queen Elizabeth. They were like, don't.
Everyone knows you don't lock your bike.
Oh.
When someone just died.
When as the Queen lies at rest.
You think she wants to hear all that clicking?
Was locking their bike?
And they threatened to remove bikes found on the rack during
what
this time.
What the fuck?
But it's like nobody's working. No, that's not someone's job. That is a piece of metal that you are just making people's lives harder by saying you can't lock your bike.
Like everyone
knows. Doesn't
that
feel like it's specifically anti-working class, like pro? It's just like a way to fuck over people with less money.
Or if you're just like, yeah, in a town generally where you get around on bike, like it's just such a weird act of hostility that makes no sense. There's nothing, I guess, maybe unless you're really trying to say like, dude, we're going to force you to respect the fucking Queen because you can't even park your bike anywhere. Just fucking watch the BBC, man. And fucking sob. Like, I don't know.
Lose your bike.
But yeah. I guess it's probably
have
also
your bike stolen.
It's probably just another way for people who have just some semblance of power to
the
be
Queen
like,
hated bikes.
This is how we flexed our power to say we're sad about this.
Do you think there's any way that she knew how to ride a bike?
Fuck no.
No way. Ride side saddle? Like she tries to ride a side saddle and just like keeps falling over.
Or just being so confused because the pedal, it's not moving forward. It just keeps falling
My
over.
Word!
It's not accelerating.
I bet she did learn to ride a bike and people at the time were like, this is unacceptable. She's like a true iconoclast learning to ride a bike like this.
She'll tumble into a bee's nest.
There were like meetings about it, presumably.
Oh, she took a terrible tumble.
A UK grocery store chain turned down the sound of its checkout beeps out of respect. Like, this shit all
No,
sounds,
it did not. That's not true. That oh, is, come on. Now.
It is real. So, UK supermarket chain Morrisons turned down the sound of its checkout bleeps to out of respect.
Why you're laughing.
No right, one's allowed to eat.
Respect.
No one can eat for 96 hours.
I'll tell you who can eat. Buskers and street performers have been banned from the underground, from the tube.
Not for just like general banning, just because of the Queen again?
Because of the Queen. You don't know what they're going to sing about, Chris.
That's true. The Queen doesn't want to hear some bad singer while she's having to lay around.
Yeah.
She's got to lay in a box. She doesn't want to hear some shitty music while she's in there.
Busking is serious business in the UK. And that people make money. Like they interviewed somebody for this article and they were like, yeah, more than a quarter of my monthly income is gone because of this. Thanks, the Queen.
It's so shitty. The aristocracy sucks so fucking bad. They want money and respect, and you can't have both. I'm sorry.
They're like these things called Center Parks. It's like a European network of holiday villages, and they announced they would close on Monday and reopen Tuesday. But like people had planned their vacations there and they were just going to kick them out of like the hotel complex, basically. And
hey, get
like,
out.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be here while we are, you know, doing whatever weird sacrifice we do in honor of the passing of the Queen. But the big
but
one is.
But they backpedaled. They,
yeah, they had to backpedal because right, yeah. People were like, we're literally just going to be like out. Shitting and
all right, then we'll cancel
the
our reservations.
Oh, right.
Whoa. Ooh, never mind.
But several food banks.
Did
will
you
be
say
closing
people are
going to
be out
day.
Shitting on the road?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you do?
You mean
when
if you can't
just...
get a vacation?
No, if you can't, if you're on vacation in a place
oh,
and
I
the place
it was like,
that you're
just
trying,
as a response.
You're supposed to be staying, like, is no longer open.
What? You're mourning the Queen? Take me to the road, honey. Take me to the road.
I would recommend. And they call them the Haymarket riots. I don't know what they would call a shit riot. But yeah, that's what I think. I thought, yeah, okay.
I'm
I
sure
gotcha.
Most riots throughout history were shit riots, and they just like kind of erased that.
Yeah, people aren't asking where a bathroom is during a riot. Yeah.
That's one of the details that gets erased from history, the massive amounts of
no
shit.
No one
that
wants to talk
just
about
just everywhere.
It. I'm working on a doctorate about it.
There you go. But yeah, the big one, several food banks will close that day.
Holy fuck, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Well, because the Queen loved to take funds that were intended for poor people and use it for her own.
We're closing down the food banks for a corgi parade.
It really does. Like when you think about, okay, the food banks, the bike locks, the bike racks, like it's stuff that seems like it would be very common sense.
So shitty.
That you honestly do that shit. So it does seem like it is the aristocracy and the people, these royalists, which is apparently a thing. Just being like, yeah, this is our day, motherfuckers. Like,
right.
No, you sit and respect us on our day, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. Because it doesn't, there's no like logic to being like, oh, I mean, again, I don't know.
It's my
like,
bike racks.
Yeah, right. They're like, you know, her and her bike racks, you know, just for one day, the bike racks will be at peace. It really, like you're saying, is like, oh, you don't give a fuck? Watch us make it unavoidable for you motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, you can talk all the shit you want, like, oh, you don't give a fuck. But guess what? I can stop the bike racks. I'll make the beeps go low.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fucking get rid of the shopping bags. The buskers.
And also, guess what? You can't talk all the shit you want because I will be very mad.
And I will arrest you.
I'll tell you one thing, aristocracy. You keep pushing, and we'll use Queen Elizabeth's rib cage as a goddamn bike rack.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Then someone's going to go, what's this guy doing in here?
Who the fuck is that?
I've gone too far. This dude is, okay, I'll we're mad about the bike racks, but we're not
that
mad. That
doesn't help. We're trying to get the food pantries open, sir, but thank you for that comment.
We're not going to go full Ed Gein.
I'll use your food banks as a money bank.
You guys can cut that, by the way.
No.
I think you should cut rib cage and turn it into like, ice cream, like really obviously.
We'll use the Queen's ice cream as Queen's, a bike rack.
And a different voice.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
DJ Dan's voice just be like, ice cream.
They are also, there's just like a lot of, first of all, the funeral is going to cost millions of pounds. And they're also like canceling a bunch of people's doctor's appointments.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because like doctors love the fucking Queen.
Oh man.
Yeah. They're like, oh fuck, I'm not doing any doctoring today. I got to fucking get real. I got to meditate on all the great things the Queen did for me. Hold on. Let's see.
I like how they're in general like, man, we don't give a fuck about anything. If you're starving, I don't know, figure something out. You got like chemo.
Yeah,
I don't
chemo's
know, dude.
Being
reschedule
canceled.
That.
Surgeries are being canceled. Yeah, it feels. Yeah. And then, of course, like as with all, you know, big televised spectacles, the unhoused community will be like forcibly removed by police. So.
Oh, cool. So it's like the Olympics and everything, all those shitty things wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm really curious how inconvenienced everyone really is. Because you see a lot of people are just like, I don't fucking get it. You know, but I want it. Like, I can only imagine how truly fucking like just maddening it is to be like, well, I can't go to my fucking doctor. Because someone without a last name.
No, you barbarian.
A 96-year-old with no last name died?
Have you no couth?
No, I
bet you drink tea at 4 o'clock or whatever.
There's also, they've been arresting people just for saying things that are critical of.
Oh, like, yeah, that one guy.
Roughed up and arrested someone who, what did he say? Well,
he
one
said
guy.
You're a sick old man, Andrew.
Yeah, he said, you're a sick old man to Andrew. Someone said, who elected him? When something was happening with the new king and they got arrested.
That's like Monty Python shit.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for you.
It's wild too. That was another moment where just like the one time they asked that woman in London if she was like a monarchist, whatever, like feeling the, when there's like a video of them, the police asking that heckler, like, why would you do that? And he's like, cause he's a pedophile and he's like assaulting people and he can get away with it. And the crown was used to like obscure his crime. Like, just
fucking the fact that you are all our pals with Jimmy Savile, who's like one of the biggest fucking rapists in recorded history.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot to like about the royal family if you even think about it for 5 seconds. I mean, I think people are just fans of them the way they're fans of any. It gives them a connection to power and wealth that they like. You know, it's like, I stand the queen, and that means that she might Venmo me some money or something.
Right.
Right.
Like, I think that's a lot of fandom now is like this just extreme association because you can't even get near wealth anymore because it's all concentrated at the top. So standing feels like somehow like defending them feels like you're close to them and somehow they know that you're defending them.
Yeah.
It's a weird psychological. It's like
the closest we come, you know?
It's like a, it's like a, how do you say it? Like when the kidnapper, you start
Stockholm
to like the
syndrome.
Kidnapper. Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, it's like, it's just this sort of love of wealthy celebrities because that just feels like they might know that you love them and then you're their friend and maybe you can come over and use their infinity pool or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
While you suck eggs in real life and they fucking shut down your bike rack.
Yeah.
And they die.
Oh, and guess what? They just switched out their eggs with pieces of shit.
But then like Stockholm syndrome, you know, everybody's like, of course they need to shut down the bike racks.
Right.
Yeah. The fuck are you talking about? Do you know anything about death at all? You think people want to fucking hear...
Want to fucking ride a bike, you fuck?
You think there's nothing more disrespectful than using a bike rack right near someone's death? You got to wait at least 8 days.
Wow.
Do you not know anything about Western civilization?
Yeah.
And you have to have at least 8 corgis.
Right.
One guy went to Parliament Square and held up a blank piece of paper as like this feels like it's like a psychological experiment on just like how much the city has lost it. He held up a blank piece of paper and the officers came and asked for his details. And he was like, what if I wrote not my king on that blank piece of paper? And they were like, yeah, we would have arrested you. Just very strange.
That's I love how genteel they sound, though. What do these asterisk details? It sounds like, no, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some potential strikes happening here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're so much better than England, you know? Just so much. killing it over here.
We're all fucked.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We're back.
The new episode should be called Snopes and Fanta.
There you go. Snopes, like, Fanta.
You guys just missed the enthralling back and forth about what the origins of Fanta.
Or maybe you didn't. It's totally up to Justin. He can leave it in if you'd like.
Either way, there is a reason, though. You may not be experiencing a lot of Fanta in your local store because rail workers are ready to strike.
What is it this time?
Okay, hold on, Jack. Let me just set the table for you here, okay? So companies for years have prioritized maximum profits, which has led to understaffing and general negligence of the rail infrastructure, for example.
In America?
Yes.
What?
Like a typical, like if you're driving a train going from Chattanooga to Atlanta, it took about 5 to 6 hours in the 80s. Now it takes around 12 because, again, understaffing, negligence, the infrastructure is not great.
Jesus.
And a lot of this, too, is now the just work. It's just been more intense business on the rails because of the increased demand for goods from people just ordering shit more and more online. And right now, two large rail unions, the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers, Transportation Division, Smart TD, and the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Train Men are ready to strike with up to like 140,000 plus people.
Okay.
This would be the first mass railroad strike since the 1980s. I think it was since 1980, potentially. And these workers aren't really necessarily complaining about wages. What they're really, the biggest sticking point in these negotiations is that they're fighting to have just a decent quality of life. Because as it stands, when these workers have a day off, they're always on call. And they have to constantly check in to see if they're going to get called in up until like midnight. And then they know like they'll have the day off. Like it's very unpredictable. And like they never have any semblance of being able to like live their life. And because of this, even when they think they have days off, means they're missing doctor's appointments. They're missing birthdays. They're missing the births of children. They can't park their bikes on the bike racks. This is how out of control this shit. But this is all because, again, the rail companies, or the railroads, they would rather run these workers ragged with 80 to 90 hour work weeks than actually just invest in hiring more people. And the what sort of is now at stake here is that Congress, because of the Railway Labor Act, it does a couple things that helps the railroads. First is that the Railway Labor Act, it basically doesn't cover these workers for federal overtime protection. The only thing that they get is like a guarantee of like 10 hours between shifts every 24 hours. So it's like if you're working a 10 hours in between shifts, depending on how far you like live from your place of work or where you have to be, that might not even be enough to actually sleep and like do shit that you might have to just as a normal person who is in the in-between times of not working. And second, the Railway Labor Act, because of it, Congress can step in and stop a strike and force workers to accept a contract unilaterally.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what
right
about
now,
the Senate parliamentarian, though? Can't that person step in?
Well, it depends on who it benefits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Exactly. I was just thinking, yeah. The Senate parliamentarian will not step in on this one.
They're like, no, you can go ahead and do that. But right now, other unions have agreed to deals that have been sort of like the government was like trying to intervene to really stop this strike from happening because it would be a massive disruption, obviously, because of the amount of shit we move.
Got a news thing from my phone. The Washington Post says Amtrak cancels all long distance trains beginning Thursday as rail systems brace for potential strike.
Yeah. And I mean, by the time you hear this, it may be happening. All because, so right now, one of the deals that the government has intervened on and put on the table, some unions have accepted this, was like a 24% wage increase over 5 years. But a lot of people point out with inflation where it's at, that's actually pay cut.
Yeah, you're not even keeping pace with inflation.
So that's nothing.
Assuming
move
it
on.
Keeps up at this pace.
The other offer now is that they're trying to negotiate. They're like, well, we can get you guaranteed time off to go to the doctor and that's it. And that doesn't seem too attractive to the people that also want to be able to, again, have a life. All of these people, like constantly these union members and workers, all they're saying is, I can't fucking ever know when I have time to like see my kids or my grandkids.
I'm sorry. Do they think that when the queen died, they became the queen of England? Because go to the doctor whenever you want. Get the fuck out of here. Who do you think you are?
It's in bad taste to go to the doctor because someone died somewhere.
But you hear people saying this is my living situation, my work situation, you'd be like, that's fucked up. At a minimum, you got to have time to fucking spend like see your family, like live like someone whose life isn't all work.
Well, I've been reading about this and talking about it quite a bit because this is like someone smart. I didn't think of this, but they were like, if you're like when they were talking about unionizing Starbucks, or they're talking about unionizing Amazon warehouses or things like that. And they're like, oh, that's going to make our business, that's going to fuck up our business model. That's because if you have a business that's built on violating labor laws, then that's not a business.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's like, that's why I'm so glad that unions are, it seems to, of course, this is like me just watching the news and being like, unions are making a comeback. I don't know how significant it is, but every time a Starbucks gets unionized this is obvious stuff. Like, workers get abused without unions. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you got people peeing in bottles and not being able to go to doctor's appointments. And it's all in the name of the executives of these companies. The stat is, I forget what the stat is exactly, but it used to be the CEOs of companies made, 20 times the income of their lowest paid worker or whatever. And now it's like 220,000 times. It's not that high, but it's like
absurd. It might as well be.
It's 20,000 times as high. So it's not a mystery. And that's the thing is like, there's this constant lie that the 1% or the wealth hoarders have that somehow this has always been the way it's been. And it hasn't been. It's been like since the early 90s when they started making full-time people temp workers and saying, hey, what are they going to do if we cut their pensions? What are we going to do if we make them on call all the time?
Nothing.
My brother pointed out he mentioned the fucking Iraq war, sending the fucking National Guard. The National Guard was not supposed to be deployed overseas. They're like, what are they going to do about it? It's just this gradual erosion of like a social contract. It's just and I'm so glad that these fucking people are in some way getting, because they're just abusing workers just to pay their fucking dividends.
Right. Yeah. And this, one of the guys who is quoted in this, this American Prospect article about like the impending strike, he talks about like what it's been like just because of the pandemic. Quote, I don't know what happened during the pandemic that woke everybody up. And I'm talking about all of America. But yeah, they had a big effect. People are saying now there's something more to life than wasting it on the railroad or at my job. And that's true across the board. I think it's helped people reestablish different priorities in their lives. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, countless people saying this strike needs to happen. Quote, this is not about money. This is about quality of life. This is about getting time off with your family.
And remembering that people don't know what trains are even for. They think trains are like some relic of the past. They don't know how they get their shit. The pandemic and the supply chain stuff is just highlighted for Americans who think this shit comes out of the air, that if you don't fucking support your workers and your infrastructure, you know, yeah. I mean, I thinking about people at Starbucks being like, where's my mocha? You know what I mean? Like, and during mm-hmm. the pandemic, people were like, they were like, the poor workers are like, we have no mocha here. And they're like, what do you mean? You know, it's like,
how?
Just fucking kick the wall. It's
a mocha tree.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there must be mocha in here. It comes out of the ground or whatever. Just pull
the fucking
lever. Go to
CVS and get some mocha.
Yeah, they don't, you know, it's like a train.
Right.
Right.
What
they're
the
like,
fuck?
Oh, wait till you hear about all your other consumer electronics.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a
like
a boat?
Right.
Like, yeah. You fucking asshole. But like, you look at again, right? Like we're saying, anybody with half a heart and a human soul says, yeah, you need time to fucking be with your family. Otherwise, how different is this from just forced labor, indentured servitude, where you're like, no, your whole existence is actually built on you working for me, not you having a life. Fuck out of here. But, you know, because I think most people, you haven't seen this talked about because I think the stakes are so clear. Like every time we talk about these unions forming or disputes they're having with contracts, you'll always hear and be like, yep, I side with them. Like if I hear about it, I'm never being like, these people are trying to bite off more than they can chew. No, you're like, damn, they're getting violated like that.
They're trying to get the bare minimum.
Exactly. Yeah. And you look at places like Bloomberg, right? Their front page right now, it's actually been overtaken by the Amtrak closures. But earlier, the main headline was, quote, U.S. rail strike risks stoking inflation at worst possible time.
Right.
Like what?
Yeah, it's like locking your bike at the worst possible time.
Yeah. This isn't
See what
just,
I did?
Yeah. Call back. Call back to me.
It's called a callback. I hope you're taking notes. Like,
Then there are a couple other articles underneath that. Not just freight. The rail strike may be coming for U.S. commuters. Another one, crop car shipments set to halt on U.S. rail strike threat. White House weighs emergency decree to keep vital goods on rails if there's a strike. Not one fucking mention that these people are working 80 to 90 hour fucking weeks, can barely see their families. They're in like working unfathomable hours into their 60s and beyond and are still, you know, we're like, oh, this couldn't come at a worse time. You want to borrow the car?
You can't really have a strike this close to an election.
Right. Exactly.
And that's why it's interesting now on Bloomberg, the front says, opinion, Congress won't let a rail dispute cripple the U.S.
Right. Which means they'll step in and
which is pressure.
Workers.
Yeah. Which is pressure, you know, because the railroads know what it is. They can force Congress's hand. Because they have the ability to be like, all right, well, this is the contract. I'm sorry. That's it. That's that.
Right.
And they're counting on that rather than just, you know, taking the fucking millions of dollars they make and just making a couple million less. So these people can, you know, maybe work like fucking 70 hour work weeks. I don't know. What the fuck?
Right.
But yeah. And I think they know and with this constant thing, because a lot of the railroads have told shipping companies, hey, we can't take certain kinds of cargo because we got to prepare for this strike. And that's already affecting the markets. And they know, oh, see, they got election coming up. If I fucking hold the economy hostage as an employer, let's see what happens.
Oligarchs owning news outlets will be the death of us all.
Yeah,
I really believe that because it's as simple as that. Now, you know, that guy bought CNN, you know, it's like this is not people still are trained to take these outlets seriously. And as long as billionaires are allowed to buy like multiple outlets and, you know, I mean, the old rules of media ownership,
right,
you know, are essential. I mean, like, this is the thing. It's like what those headlines you're reading, you know, it's like that's all because billionaires own the goddamn newspaper. I mean, otherwise it would be, I mean, whatever, the headline would be different.
Right.
And also all the speculation, I just wrote my most recent Advice King column about one of those New York Times op-ed writers who, like, not to mention all the Substack motherfuckers, these old white dudes who are, like, talking about, you know, do people understand the value of work? And it's like, fuck, you motherfuckers. Like, you know, it's like, the New York Times, if it was under different ownership, would not allow these people to speculate about this nonsense. It's not a question of, like, whether people want to work. It's a question of what's the quality of the fucking work. It's not, mm-hmm. it's like you give someone a job with absolutely, I mean, it's a dishonest argument. Nobody doesn't want to work. Also, it's a dishonest argument because you have to work in a capitalist society or you're on the fucking street. Yeah. All that's happening is everybody is like facing like, well, at the moment, I don't really feel like having my life ruined. So I guess I'll take money from mom or I'll move into mom's house. I mean, that's what's happening, if anything. But there's nobody who's like got the luxury of being like, I don't think I want to work in America. That doesn't exist. So it's a false discussion. It's just a matter of, do you want to fucking drive your own car to deliver sandwiches, you know, while you're paying off student loans? And that's not a question of,
that's not
a referendum on whether or not people like the think work is noble or whatever it is that these fucking rich people think people sit around doing.
It's all these like tools don't work anymore, like shaming people into being like, well, nobody wants to work anymore. And that's why I think there's like that whole pushback to quiet quitting, too, which is like they caught wind of the fact that people are like just setting boundaries in their own minds with how they like survive the toil of working. And they're like, well, there's a way to, you can get quiet fired, too.
Like, right.
You know what, dude? It doesn't matter. Like, people don't give a fuck because, like, to Chris, your point, if right now it's just like it's this or be on the street,
right?
So I'll make that work. Like, if however fucking way I have to.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just I've been alive for the whole thing. You know, I remember when temp jobs like were like people were working 40 hours a week and they were calling it temp work. You know, and I knew that something was wrong. You know, that was the early 90s. Right. I didn't know that it would lead to absolutely stripping every benefit in the world, but I knew, and we all knew, and we're talking about back then, like, this is bullshit. Like, but realizing that we were powerless, and that's the problem, is there's no, you know, if there's no union. And I think about show business, you know, all these like people who want to be in show business, at this point, it's like, do you even want to be an artist or you just want to be safe? Show business has strong unions. The reason why people get paid in fucking show business is because of unions.
Healthcare.
If there was no fucking union, like no SAG, no whatever the fuck else there is, AFTRA. If there was no AFTRA, I'm actually, what do you call it? When you're SAG eligible?
SAG eligible.
SAG eligible.
Wendell Berry. No, was it?
Taft Hartley.
Yes, that's it. I'm Taft Hartley.
Taft Hartley, yeah.
I'm Taft Hartley
Wendell
for life.
Berry.
Taft Hartley. Taft Hartley for life. I got that back.
Yeah, Wendell Berry for life.
Could never get that second gig.
Well, Chris, as always, truly a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you, follow you, all that?
I like the way you just cut me off like hardcore.
Did you?
Chris,
sorry, I didn't.
I don't care. I like it.
It was just the Zoom
delay. I need it. I'm going to keep talking about this stuff as soon after I turn off our fucking Zoom by myself. I'm going to be like, and that's why. To a water ski. There's a water ski in the corner I'm going to say all this shit to.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, right? You fucking motherfucking water ski. I'm weeping. You're part of the problem. Fucking rich people water ski, you piece of shit.
Oh, so you think the bike locks should be all bike racks should be shut down too?
I bet you wish you were water skiing right now, you piece of shit. At a time like this, Queen Elizabeth's corgi died. Okay. I've stopped.
Where can people find you? Follow you.
You can find me at The Crofton Show on Twitter. You can find me at The Crofton Show on Instagram. And Cold Brew Got Me Like is really, we've got a pretty fucking decent audience and we really are having some fun. We started doing it in the morning because we were doing it in the afternoon. And it's really, it's that first coffee of the day, first cold brew of the day energy that, is what I'm having right now. You know, I love it. You know, and me and Greg and Greg was my brother who's on the show with me. We're basically doing like, we talk about current events, but it's really just a freewheeling. We talk about whatever. This week we talked about Deep Purple, like the band Deep Purple. We talked about, I don't know, the week before we talked about John Gotti finding out that, you know, how loud he yelled in the prison when he found out about fucking Sammy the Bull. And like, you know, Greg said he tore up his toilet paper in his cell like a cat when he found out about Sammy the Bull. So anyway, just weird shit, you know, it's weird shit mixed in with real shit. So anyway, I've just been digging that. So go find Cold Brew Got Me. Like, it's really, we've got some fucking listeners and it's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and go see, at the Croft, what am I saying, at the Crofton Show? I'm fucking seriously cold brewed out right now. go see at the Crofton Show. Go see at the Crofton Show. Doesn't mean anything. I'm going to Nashville to do the Southern Festival of Books.
Doesn't mean anything.
go to the Crofton Show right now, anywhere. Just put in Crofton in anything. And then I died just right then. So I don't know. He fell down. He just disappeared from the screen. So I'm going to be a featured author at the Southern Festival of Books, October 15th in Nashville, if you're going to be around. And I'm launching the audiobook for The Advice King. And I think I'm going to have a publicist. So I'm going to try and make a big deal out of this audiobook because I just think it's going to be a ton of fun to hear. Like, I get real fired up when I read these columns out loud.
Oh, you're a completely different quantity when you're on mic, for sure.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun. Always so fun to be here, you guys. I'm very grateful for Daily Zeitgeist and you guys and for you guys doing this, you know, day in and day out. I know means a ton to
me
and everybody else.
We're lucky we just get to laugh and say shit about bike racks being
it's
locked
great.
Up.
You know, it's we're great. Blessed. It's great.
Works out pretty well for us, too. Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
You know, I always fuck this up, so this is no different. I think that my favorite tweet would probably be, oh, shit. I like that one that I did about how oligarchs, you know, owning everything is going to fuck us up. That's a paraphrase. you guys go first.
Okay. Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Check Jack and I out on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
If you want
to hear about basketball talk, or if you want to hear me talk about 90 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra, check me out on 420 Day Fiance. Let's see the things that I'm, man, there's some good ones. First one is from Louisa at Louisa the Last, tweeted, and this really resonated. Babysitting a 4-year-old has convinced me that what video games need is a little buddy mode where a kid can have a character that just kind of jogs along with you and can help / get their own encouraging score, but cannot be harmed. And
I'm that's like, a good idea.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I remember when I was a kid, older cousins would be like, yeah, just hold this controller.
Right. And then actually doing
shit was not plugged in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was with it. You know what I mean?
Very funny.
That's what we call little buddy mode in the fucking late 80s. Yeah.
That was like me cheating at Monopoly. That was so bad. My brother lost every game. But I was like, you're just not good at it.
You heard that was your little brother?
Yeah, my little brother. Damn, I fucked him over. I cheated. I just put my fucking, you know, my fucking little car or top hat or whatever on any space I wanted. And I was like, such is life, buddy. I'm sorry. You didn't get the right roll. That wasn't the right number. Oh, yeah, it was. You just can't see right.
Holy shit. Then another one is from M. Nate Shyamalan tweeted, CEO of 90s McDonald's. We need like 15 mascots for some reason. Marketing guy. Okay, like what? CEO. Clown. Marketing guy. Kids, don't kids hate clowns? CEO. Another guy steals from our store. Marketing guy. Why would we? CEO. A purple abomination. Just fucking disgusting. This guy.
That's funny.
I like that.
That's great. Shit. Find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Matt Jones at Pillow Fort tweeted, trans exclusionary and pro monarchy, call that surf and turf. And Julius Irvington tweeted, he got that French bulldog in him, parentheses, asthma.
Oh.
how about Chris? Any tweet? You want
to, I just found one I liked. I'm just like looking right now, but I think America. This is someone named Aaron Hanlon is actually an American. Says, I don't think, fucking hell. I think Americans significantly underestimate how much the ordinary British person hates Americans.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's accurate because I went to England one time and I did a personal study of that. And
they hated
oh,
you.
Man. Oh, there was. Hey. I went into this fucking shoe store because it was back in the 90s. I was trying to buy grunge boots and they had like old like military boots in there. And I had like a Fyodor's Guide to London sticking in my front pocket and I didn't know. And the fucking
like
guy behind the counter wouldn't even fucking talk to me. And he was like some old RAF pilot kind of vibe. You know what I mean? He was just, but his face was like purple. And I was like, I just want some boots. He made me talk to his 9-year-old daughter.
Wow.
And she sold me the boots. He wouldn't even fucking speak to me.
Wow.
So this is true.
I mean,
I had one experience in England, and I know everything about England.
I've been a few times, but the worst was by far during the Iraq War. I went in 2005, and I was like, I was telling people I was Japanese. I was like, no, I'm not fucking dealing. Like,
well, they had a good reason at that time.
I mean, just in general, like you don't really want to go around advertising you're in America.
Yeah, so fuck Queen Elizabeth.
The beef still stands.
I get the feeling the owner of that shoe store would not be thrilled.
Oh my god, he's not locking up his bike today. No fucking way.
Yeah,
that motherfucker's like he like hit his kid with a frying pan when they tried to lock up their bike.
All right, you can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
Oh, man. This track is from Stimulator Jones, who has like great just 90s R&B vibes to like their production style. Like it feels very of that era. And this track is no different. We've gone out on a track before, but this one's called Vilified by Stimulator Jones. So have a little 90s R&B nostalgia for your ears.
For your ears. Really, Miles, on this? Just a mere 1 week after the queen died.
I know.
You're gonna.
All right, my bad. You know what? Nah, fuck it. Just go with it. You know, I was almost gonna say silence, but no.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's gonna do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.